Start your day the right way with the Miraya Morning Motivation.
Good morning and welcome to Miraya Morning Motivation. Tarai is with you again today. I want us to talk briefly, pretty briefly, and enjoy some good music together as we think about these things and as we look into them and self-introspect and give ourselves challenges and make determinations and decisions that are going to take us to the next level in life. The next level for us to feel encouraged, the next level for us to feel motivated, the next level for us to be spurred on, to move on and to push on and to go ahead and to do it, to achieve it and to make it and to build a great and a better world around our lives. And indeed, of course, our communities and our nation. Today, I want us to talk briefly about today. Today refers to this very moment. But something pretty critical about today is that if today passes, today will never come again. So true as it may be that there is always time, the reality of the facts is that time lost can never be regained. Time lost, whilst we always believe we can make up for it, is in the truth full aspect and reality of circumstances, not time made up for, but it is time that which we seek to compensate for on the basis that we are then working on something we should ideally have done at a different time, which basically implies and indicates, shows in a way, that there is a slot that we lost, and the slot that which we have today is a slot where we are trying to work on a previous entity that should have been taken care of earlier on. Today will never come again. Why today? Why my concern and my focus about today? My concern and my focus about today is on the basis that today is that very special moment and occasion which for real you know you have, to the extent to which you are alive right away, because not every one of us knows what the next moment is going to yield, though we always have an intention for the next moment to yield the best that it must yield for you and I, and indeed of course what it must yield for the rest of the things and the lives that we impact around ourselves. Intentions are always in future tense, but today is this moment in which we already are in. It is a sphere in which we are already in and progressing in, should we handle it right. So to the best of our ability, to the best of who and what we can be, we need to make the best of the moment, because today will never come again. And it is my business and your business to make today to be the day that it ought to be. What do I want to encourage us to do today? I want to encourage you and I to be a blessing to somebody today. Be a blessing. Offer somebody a smile. Speak good words, kind words to somebody. Be friendly to somebody today. Remember that relative that you haven't spoken to in that quite a long while. Give them a call. Send them a text. Greet them. Inquire about their well-being. Those small little things that we think do not matter, oh, how so much they matter. Be a friend. Encourage somebody today. Motivate them. enable them to find confidence to the next step of who and what they can be in life in relation to what they are doing and trying to achieve and accomplish. Today is that opportunity and that occasion where you have that moment, that ability to take time to care. Take some time to care. Care about somebody. Care about something in someone's life. Care and have, show a concern. Show an interest in order that you may encourage the next person, because that will yield motivation for them. And the results of a well-motivated person in what they are doing will be so sweet, so great, will have such a beautiful impact, even you, the motivator, will be equally motivated. Today is that day where you can plant and invest a seed in the words that you speak, words of healing, words that will not wound the next person, but words that will heal somebody. It is only you today who can look at the mess that you have known to surround the circumstances of the environment which you concern yourself about, and you can turn that mess into a message of hope, a message of success, a message of motivation. Where those things that test your goodness, the things that test your good attitude, those tests that you come across in your life, which challenge your heart, your circumstances, your behavior, and your demeanor, you can get hold of those tests and make sure you pass them in order that the tests become a testimony of positivity and indeed a testimony of greatness. Where the trials that you have, you can turn them around into triumph, and you are a victor rather than a victim of the circumstances and the environment which challenges you. Today is that moment and indeed that occasion where you can make a major and, of course, a massive difference, not only in your life, but even in the lives of those that surround you. Today is that day where I want to motivate you and encourage you to stop saying "I wish," but to start saying "I will," and you begin to do. When you say, you stop saying "I wish" and you start saying "I will," you put action to your words. You put action to the willpower that you are declaring, and you take a step out, and you begin to be. And eventually, things work so well for you that you look and you say, "I am this success. I am this positivity. I am this achiever. I am this victor. I am this peace builder. I am this forgiver. I am this who has built a community around myself which is geared onto positivity, oneness, unity, love, and has a patriotic concern within the environs of our nationhood. Today is today. And today, being today, will never come again. If you don't handle it right, and if you lose it, if you let it go without having made the achievements which you ought to make vis-a-vis the confrontations of the circumstances of life that are around you, it is a loss for eternity. It becomes a loss for eternity. But you can make today bring about that which will stay in perpetual memory and in the perpetual reality of the environment of your people, the environment of your family, the environment of your lifestyle and of your relationships, the environment of your business success, the environment of the knowledge which you acquire, because you have well handled today and you have made sure you become the blessing that you ought to be. You know what? You can say, are you speaking in parables? Or is that a possibility? Are you a dreamer? Are you just being an idealist? No, I'm not being that. I'm being real and I'm being honest, because I do not want this today to go as a loss, but I want this today to go as a success and indeed as a great achievement. Today is today and it will never come again. Be reminded, whatever confrontations and challenges that there may be, howsoever heavy it might seemingly be, as we try to make today the great success that which we wish to make it to become, in all these things, it is well. This musical track will speak to you, will impact you, will challenge you, will encourage and motivate you to enjoy not only the lyrics and the music in it, but to be challenged and to use it as a springboard into those advancements which you want to make today. May your today be a success, and may your today yield breakthroughs. Have a great today.
To be pleasing you, oh, pleasing you.
Radio Miraya brings you an inspirational show that encourages, uplifts, and puts you in the right mood. Listen in to the Miraya Morning Motivation to get renewed, recharged, and refreshed. The Miraya Morning Motivation with Tarai, 6:30 a.m., Monday to Friday.